Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 22nd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we've been spending the last few days unpacking the massive wave of announcements from Google I/O and Google Marketing Live, and today the picture gets even more concrete because Google just started rolling out its May 2026 core update. This is the second core update of the year following the March update, and the timing is really important. It lands less than a week after Google reshaped how search works with AI mode, information agents, and the intelligent search box. So now you have an algorithm update reshaping rankings at the same time the interface for discovering products is fundamentally changing. For e-commerce merchants, this is a moment to pay very close attention to your Search Console data. Don't make hasty changes while the update rolls out, but document your current positions now so you have a clean baseline to measure against. Related to the core update, Search Engine Land published a really valuable piece on AI adoption data from Datos and SparkToro, and the headline finding is surprising. AI use may actually be stalling among consumers while surging among professionals. That's a crucial nuance. It means traditional organic search is still the primary discovery channel for most shoppers, even as the industry narrative assumes everyone has shifted to AI. So don't abandon your SEO fundamentals to chase an all-in AI strategy. You need both. Now, there's a bigger theme emerging from practical e-commerce this week that I want to spend some time on because I think it's the most strategically important story of the week. Armando Roggio published a piece framed around a genuinely provocative question: what does e-commerce look like without merchant-owned carts? With Google's Universal Cart now indexing over 60 billion products and enabling purchases entirely within Google's own services, the traditional model where you drive traffic to your store and own the checkout is being challenged at a structural level. The shopping cart may no longer be yours. But here's where it gets interesting. A PSE consulting survey of more than 4,200 consumers reported by Retail Dive found that even in AI-assisted shopping journeys, trust signals still drive the final purchase. About 9 in 10 consumers say it's important to recognize the seller. More than 9 in 10 check customer reviews before buying. Price is the top factor, followed by ratings and AI's recommendation. So consumers are happy to let AI handle discovery and shortlisting, but they still need to trust you before they buy. This means brand recognition and review generation aren't optional anymore. They're prerequisites for showing up in AI-mediated commerce. Search Engine Land also introduced what they're calling the Search Everywhere Optimization Pyramid this week, and it's a framework worth adopting. The argument is that your buyers already have a shortlist before they ever type a Google query. That shortlist is formed through social media, community discussions, Reddit threads, reviews, and content across the web. AI systems draw from all of these signals to decide what to recommend. So if your brand only exists on your website and in your ad campaigns, you're invisible to a growing portion of the discovery ecosystem. Visibility needs to be built before search, not just within it. On the retail earnings front, Walmart posted strong Q1 results with revenue up 7.3% to $177.8 billion. The standout number is e-commerce, which jumped 26% globally. But there's a significant caution flag. Walmart's CFO warned that fuel costs from the conflict in Iran hits operating income by roughly $175 million, and if those costs persist, the company expects higher retail price inflation in the second half of the year. Despite this, Walmart maintained its full-year guidance, and CEO John Furner highlighted over 7,000 rollbacks in the quarter. For other retailers, this is a signal that the pricing environment is about to get more volatile, and the merchants with the most operational flexibility will have a meaningful advantage. And one more story worth noting. Authentic Brands Group is acquiring Lee Jeans from Kontoor Brands for up to $1 billion with an initial payment of $750 million plus a potential $250 million earnout. Authentic plans to convert Lee into a licensing model immediately. This is part of the broader brand as IP trend where management firms acquire legacy brands and strip out the operational overhead and monetize the intellectual property through licensing. For mid-market merchants, it's a reminder that brand equity has tangible financial value, and the brands that invest in building genuine customer loyalty are building a balance sheet asset, not just a marketing expense. Let me pull this together. The theme this week is ownership and control. Google is challenging your ownership of the shopping cart. A core update is reshaping your control over organic visibility. Fuel costs and geopolitical instability are pressuring your control over pricing. But here's the good news. The data consistently shows that the things you can own, like your brand, your reviews, your product data quality, and your customer relationships, are exactly the things that determine whether you win or lose in this new environment. Control what you can. Build trust where it matters. And make sure your data is excellent, because that's the new storefront. That's your ONTAP Daily for May 22nd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.